Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today's STEMinist is the daughter of another legendary STEMinist. Not only did she live up to her mother's legacy, but she even took home a Nobel Prize of her own. Our STEMinist of the day is Irène Joliot-Curie. Irène was born in 1897 in Paris, France, to the legendary scientists Marie and Pierre Curie. Irène began her formal schooling when she was 10, but after only a year of traditional school, her mother recognized Irène's incredible talent for math and decided to find a more challenging environment for her young daughter. Marie and a group of other prominent French scholars decided to start a group they called the Cooperative. The Cooperative consisted of some of the most talented academics in France who each contributed to educating each other's children. The children were taught in the homes of the various teachers, and the curriculum was broad and diverse. It included a heavy focus on science and scientific research, and also included Chinese, sculpture, and self-expression, among other subjects. Irène attended the Cooperative for 2 years before starting at a college. She moved to the Sorbonne in 1914 to finish her bachelor's degree, but her studies were interrupted by the outbreak of World War I. Initially, Irène was sent to the countryside, far from any fighting. But then in 1915, her mother asked for Irène's help in running the 20 mobile field hospitals that Marie had set up with very primitive X-ray machines based on the Curie's work on radioactivity. These machines were hailed by doctors for their ability to save lives by quickly locating shrapnel. But Irène and her mother had to personally work as nurse radiographers in the field due to the machine's complexity. Both were exposed to significant radiation. After the war, Irène returned to Paris to continue her studies at the Radium Institute, which had been established by her parents. She was working on her PhD there when she was asked to teach the proper laboratory techniques for working with radiochemical materials to a young chemical engineer named Frédéric Joliot. The two brilliant scientists quickly fell in love and got married. It would turn into an incredible marriage of the minds, much like that of Irène's parents. In 1928, Irène and Frédéric decided to combine their efforts into the study of the atomic nuclei, which had yet to be fully defined. The two were successful in identifying both the positron and the neutron through their research, but didn't appreciate the significance of their findings, and two other scientists eventually got credit for the discoveries. No matter, just 6 years later, in 1934, Irène and Frédéric made an entirely different discovery that ensured their place in scientific history. While Irène's parents had changed the scientific world with their research into naturally occurring radioactive elements, Irene and Frederic took that work and did something incredible with it. They figured out how to turn one element into another through the use of radiation, allowing for the creation of artificial radioactive materials. It was a game-changing discovery. While it was difficult and pretty dangerous to cultivate and purify naturally occurring radioactive materials, it was relatively easy to change an element such as aluminum with alpha particles in a lab to create radioactive phosphorus isotopes. Since the use of radioactive materials, particularly in medicine, was growing rapidly, this discovery suddenly allowed for the quick creation of cheap, plentiful material. Irene and Frederic won the 1935 Nobel Prize for their discovery. And she didn't stop there. Irene then accepted a professorship and led a research group that did pioneering work into the nuclei of the element radium. It was the work done by Irene's group that led a trio of German physicists, including another feminist we'll be covering later this month, to discover nuclear fission. During World War II, while Frederic fought for the French resistance, Irene contracted tuberculosis. She had to leave for Switzerland to recover and took their two children with her. After the war, Irene accepted the directorship at the Radium Institute in Paris. She also became passionately involved in anti-war activism and in the promotion of women's rights and women's education. In 1946, Irene was caught in a terrible lab accident when a sealed capsule of polonium exploded on her lab bench and accidentally exposed her to the highly radioactive material. She was treated with antibiotics and operated upon multiple times to relieve her pain and suffering, but her condition deteriorated over time. Still, Irene continued to work for 9 more years. On March 17, 1956, Irene passed away from leukemia at the Curie Hospital in Paris. She was 56 years old. Tune in tomorrow for the story of another remarkable STEMinist. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.